Let's check your traffic and weather. And Ricky Mees, boy, that storm came by pretty quickly.
Yeah, and drivers have definitely had to adjust, but it did take a toll. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of an accident, and a car is facing perpendicular. There is so much water on the roads. You've got to slow your speeds just to adjust for the current weather conditions, and that means the chance for hydroplaning, very high. This is a crash that's on the 21st South Freeway as you're traveling eastbound at about 3200 West. And again, this car is perpendicular to the flow of traffic. It is blocking left lanes, and you also have vehicles over to the right. So anticipate a little bit of slowing. For southbound traffic on I-15, with the rain having moved across the valley, it's actually starting to improve, but still under the freeway limit between the I-80-201 interchange to 90th South. Some spots of slowing on I-80 eastbound between 13th East over through Parley's. And then the East Belt, man, that took a hammering. So you're going to see speeds under the limit, a lot of water on the road, standing in pools in spots. And again, that hail that came through. But right now on the southbound side, you've got traffic very slow right around 3900 South. Mark?
Now coming out of downtown, you're encountering a little bit of a problem there, northbound I-15 ramp at Beck Street. And then we're live on camera at I-15 at 400 Northwest Bountiful. We're seeing some early delays there. And then, of course, to continue up into Davis County on northbound I-15, you're getting some of the usual delays in spots. Shepherd Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. With 11 community clinics and 8 urgent care locations, they have your family's health covered. University of Utah Healthcare, uofuhealth.org. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.